Records are always nice for the history books, you know, but for us the most important was the 3 points again today.
And you were actually employed to play your part today. A couple of really good saves, one in the first half from Jack Wilshere and then in the second half from Benik Afobe.
Yeah, I think were two very good saves. I think the first one was low on my right and was very good. I think then after they had a shot that was blocked by Aspi, where maybe I could have reached, but I'm not sure. And then the second half, I think with the Phobi shot, you know, I saw him coming past David, so I knew I had to close the space and I made myself big, and you know, I'm 2 meters big, so I think it's hard to get the ball past me, you know.
We both share the same kind of view of Eden Hazard today, about 50, 60 yards away from him. He was mesmeric, wasn't he? Unplayable.
Yeah, it was very good today. You know, I think he played with the Bournemouth defense. I think he was very strong. Got the ball, passed 2-3 people like it was nothing. It was a pity. I think he didn't score another goal. He was very good today, so it's very good for us.
I know there's a long way to go, but 9 points clear at this stage of the season. Is there a feeling that it's going to take a very special team to put another special record together to stop you?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Liverpool still have to play, so they might close the gap to six. In the Premier League, everything goes really fast, so we just have to keep the focus for ourselves, play game by game, and you know, then we see. You know, I think Stoke at home will be hard. Then you go to Tottenham, to Leicester. They're all tough games, and after you have Hull, Liverpool and Arsenal. So I think this month is really important for us, and then we will see where we stand in February. And you know, I think we just have to keep our focus, doing our job, what we are doing now. And if we keep our concentration and doing what we have to do, we will keep that run going.
Antonio's obviously changed the formation since he's come in, now with the three centre halves. As the goalkeeper, how does that work in terms of the adjustments that you might have to make in working with your defence?
Well, not so much, you know, just, you know, what that there's always a spare man, mostly in ball possession as well, you know, that we're always good covered and crosses, you know. But as a goalkeeper, it doesn't change much. I think just now we have more defensive, we're solid, more solid at the back than in the beginning of the season. And you see that it's harder for people to break us down, to score goals. And when they try to score a goal, you know, I try to save them. And the last, I think, 11 games, I only conceded 2 goals, so that's very good.
Obviously, it is a challenge when you've got not much to do in a game, and then, like in the first half, you have the one shot that you do have to save, the second in the second half as well. How do you keep yourself occupied? How do you keep yourself ready for those moments?
Well, obviously, concentration is a big fact as well. I think if you keep on shouting and you're being busy with the game, you stay always in it, and I think that's one of my strong points, you know, my focus, my concentration into a game. Obviously, I learned a lot of it when I was in Atletico, where it was a bit the same as now. So just try to be there for that one big save that can help us win a game.
Austin. And as the goalkeeper, you must enjoy standing back there, don't you, and watching the likes of Hazard and Pedro, who today at times were mesmerising.
Yeah, they were very well. I think it's always nice to see them play like that. I think Eden passed people like it was nothing today, in a maybe different position for him, because obviously he had to come from the striker position, and he did it really well. So I think the manager will be really pleased with his decision, and Pedro was very good as well. I think the first goal was a world-class goal, I think, even with Cesc and Eden as well involved, and a fantastic shot. So he's feeling good, Pedro, as well. I think the team is doing well, and we try just to build up that confidence, and that makes us that we feel strong when we start a game, and we just try to do the same.
And even in your wildest dreams, after that Arsenal 3-0 game, could you have thought you'd win 12 on the trot, and as a goalkeeper and a back and a defence, you'd concede 2 goals?
No, I wouldn't have thought that. You know, I think it's amazing. You know, I think that Arsenal game was maybe one of our deepest point into the season as far. And I think after we had to build a new thing, and we did it well. And there's a lot of hard work in training as well. You cannot forget. It's not that you just put the new formation and it will work. I think some people, some other teams try to defeat us as well with that formation. And you see, if it's really well worked as we do, it's hard to break us down. And I think every day in training we do it a lot. And that's why I think we have this strength at the moment. And we just try to keep it going. And we will see in a few weeks, months, where we will be standing. And hopefully we will be there in the race for the champion.